It's been a tough few weeks for the aspiring summer blockbuster. The Flash, the new Indiana Jones film, and the R-rated comedy Joyride have all underperformed at the box office, but one movie seems to be cutting through the noise, even before its release, Barbie, with its hot pink marketing machine. From Malibu, NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
I'm here at the beach in Malibu, where there are some gnarly surf waves. Up the hill across the Pacific Coast Highway is Barbie's Malibu Dreamhouse, a real-life three-story mansion painted hot pink. There's a swimming pool with a tall, curvy pink slide, a glittery outdoor dance floor, and a disco roller rink, and lots of closets. As one of the many promotions for the Barbie movie, Airbnb has listed the Dreamhouse for free for a few lucky guests.
Welcome to Barbie's Dreamhouse.
That's the movie star Margot Robbie walking through the film set of the Dreamhouse in a viral video for Architectural Digest.
Even though it's fake, it's really beautiful, which is kind of like everything in Barbie Land.
This is a test case in how to perfectly market a movie. The product tie-ins, the social media buzz.
Paul Dergarabedian, senior media analyst for Comscore, says the joint campaign by Warner Brothers Studios and Mattel has turned Barbie into a lifestyle brand. Already, there are more than 100 brand collaborations, from Barbie core fashions to home insurance policies to the Barbie Xbox. Online, there's an AI-powered Barbie selfie generator to create memes. And at a real-life shopping mall in Santa Monica, fans can experience the world of Barbie. It's an Instagram-friendly pop-up with a life-size Barbie camper van, Barbie space station, and Barbie music recording studio. Like Disney and Hasbro, Mattel executives have said they want to turn the company's vintage intellectual property into new movie franchises. Hot Wheels, Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Barney, and Polly Pocket could be next. But first up, it's the company's 64-year-old superstar doll.
The zeitgeist is a post-COVID world that seems very scary, at war, dark, and Barbie is the opposite of that.
Kevin Sandler is an associate professor of film and media studies at Arizona State University.
It's been calculated to try to appeal to various age groups and races and gender identities. Everywhere you look, you see this buy-in from Barbie, whether it's on social media or through all these brands. Probably makes you really happy.
But it doesn't make everyone happy. Already, actress J. Smith Cameron from the TV show Succession has tweeted that she feels bullied by the pink tsunami of Barbie marketing. The movie, directed by indie darling Greta Gerwig, seems to be in on the joke. Its slogan hints at the tightrope it's walking, quote, for those who love Barbie and for those who hate Barbie. An ironic wink to those of us who grew up with non-conforming feminist moms who didn't appreciate blonde, blue-eyed Barbie's impossible figure.
Hi, Barbie.
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 Ugh. Hi, Ken.
The movie opens next week, and official reviews are still embargoed, but it's already expected to debut at the top of the box office. Some of Barbie's buzz is even rubbing off on its tonally opposite opening weekend rival, Oppenheimer. So it turns out even six decades and many critiques later, Barbie pink could indeed be the color of money. Mandalita Barco, NPR News. Watch me dance.